Are you looking to have your ministry aired around the world on platforms such as Roku, Apple TV, the Fire TV, iTunes, Google Play, and more? The Fivefold Network is here to help you to expand your church to new regions. Visit us on the web at ajcrossmedia.com or contact Allison at 252-764-5685. Let's make it happen today.
Grace and peace be unto each of you from God our Father. I do greet each of you in that name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And get this, everything in the earth, even underneath the earth, shall bow just at the very mention of his name. I bid greetings to each of you today. I am Apostle B.J. Christmas, the founder and overseer of Beyond the Walls International Ministries, located just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. I am here today with another segment of Prepare to Fly. Prepare to Fly is our segment that introduces teachings of the Lord, coming directly from the Lord's Word, from the Word of God, and is teachings that we can take and nourish our spirits to move on to our purpose-driven life, to the things God has called us to. And so I am going to be teaching today on the Lord's Prayer. I say this is a teaching of the Lord's Prayer for apostolic believers. And I'm thanking and praising God for you tuning in today just to hear a word from the Lord. So let us have a word of prayer. Gracious God, our Father, I do come to you in the name of Jesus to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for all things great and small. I pray, God, that they will hear your word, not only hear your word, but heed your word and know the things of you all the more, God, because they are desiring a closer walk with you in this time. Lord, I pray now that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, will be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For it is truly in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, I do pray. And I count all these things done. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, I say welcome to you, you and you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time zone you're in as you're tuning in to watch this lesson. It is truly a blessing to have you join us today as I begin to explore one of the pillars of our Christian faith, the Lord's Prayer. This prayer, which Jesus Christ himself provided, is not just a series of words, but a profound communication model with our Heavenly Father. It's recorded in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And before we dive into each line, let us understand the broader concept of what prayer is and its significance. Because we all say we know what prayer is, but I like to give definitions so we can just make sure we are in tune and we're in the same vein as to what we're talking about. So prayer is the vital means by which we communicate with God. It's a communication tool. It involves speaking and listening, creating a dynamic relationship with the Lord. So it requires, it involves both speaking and listening. Prayer isn't one way. Prayer is a two-way communication. It's like a walkie-talkie. You one says something, and the one who's holding the other walkie-talkie, they respond back. So it involves listening, speaking, and creating a dynamic relationship with the Lord. Prayer isn't about informing God of our needs or desires. He already knows them. Instead, it's about aligning our spirit with his spirit, deepening our dependence, trust, and love for him. You see, it's through prayer that we express our adoration, confess our sins, give thanks for his blessings, and petition for our needs and the needs of others. The importance of prayer cannot be overstated. It is as crucial to our spiritual life as breathing is to our physical life. Without a consistent prayer life, our spiritual growth stalls, our connection with God weakens, and our ability to withstand spiritual challenges diminishes. Prayer fortifies our faith, nourishes our soul, and equips us to face life's trial. Without prayer, we are nothing. We can do nothing. We have to have that communication, that relationship with the Lord. First, you have to have relationship before you can communicate. And then once this thing called prayer comes in as a part of your communication, it deepens your relationship with God. And to think Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer. He gave us this prayer at a time when prayer in our daily life was probably necessary. And I'm sure his disciples walked with him and he heard them praying and something just wasn't right. So whenever Jesus does something, he doesn't do anything just to be doing something. There's always a reason why he's doing something. And I have to just reason and just see in my spiritual mind's eye that he heard them just babbling words, that he felt it necessary to teach not only them, but us how to pray. So he gave us the blueprint as to how to pray. The Lord's Prayer is powerful. We've said this in community settings and in schools. It's commonplace and broadly accepted because the Lord's Prayer, we learned pretty much in elementary school. And it was broadly accepted. It was a model not just for his disciples, but for anyone seeking a structured way to pray effectively, not just pray, but also pray effectively. So as we reflect on this prayer, remember that for many, it was a foundational part of their upbringing, learned when prayer was an integral part of daily public life. You see, prayer used to be in schools until it was taken out of school. One person spearheaded taking prayer out of school. And so a lot of us learning the prayer as children has been lost. But I declare and decree that prayer is coming back to schools. It has to, in the name of Jesus. Prayer is necessary. It's a necessary tool. And without it, we are nothing. So let's read and reflect on this powerful prayer together, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. As we proceed, reflect on how each part of this prayer can be applied to your daily life and how it guides us in forming a deeper relationship with God. I'll break down the Lord's Prayer into 5 sections. First, there's the opening. Secondly, there's seeking God's kingdom. Third is daily needs and forgiveness. Fourth is spiritual steadfastness. And 5, there's a conclusion and reflection. Today, as we break down this prayer, consider how each part can influence and transform your daily life, enhancing your relationship with God and those around you. So the first part of the prayer is the opening prayer. So let's begin with the opening line. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This opening is profound, addressing God as our Father. It establishes an intimate, familiar relationship. It highlights the love and care that God has for us, reinforcing that he is approachable, loving, and fatherly. You see, Jesus didn't say, my Father. He said, our Father, because those who belong to him, his sons and his daughters, is our Father, reverencing him as the Father. And hallowed be thy name is about reverence. It calls us to honor God's name in awe and respect. When we hallow his name, we set him apart as holy above all else. This line guides us to live in a way that reflects his holiness and to conduct our lives as living testimonies that bring glory to his name. Each day, through our words and deeds, we are called to show the world the character of the God we serve. We're called to do that. So we have to reverence him at like none other. None other reverence him as the God we serve. The second part of this is seeking God's kingdom. So your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This line is a powerful invocation for God's rule and reign over our lives and our world. It is a prayer of submission to God's sovereignty, asking for his perfect will to be realized in our lives as it is in heaven. This petition goes beyond personal or selfish desires. It is a commitment to fostering an environment where God's ways prevail. It calls us to be active participants in spreading God's justice, his mercy, and his peace in our communities. Every decision, I do mean every decision, every interaction, and every response should be infused with the intent to mirror the harmony and righteousness of heaven. This is how we actually bring heaven to earth, people of God, by living out the values of the gospel in every facet of our lives. And then the third part, our next plea, is for our sustenance and reconciliation. You see, give us this day our daily bread. This is simple yet profound. It's a simple yet profound request, and it acknowledges God as our provider. It teaches us to trust in his provision for our everyday needs, be they physical, emotional, or spiritual. You see, it encourages a posture of dependence and gratitude, recognizing that every good and perfect gift comes from above. So give us this day our daily bread. Then we address our spiritual health through forgiveness. And forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgiveness is essential in our walk with God and with others. So this part, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This part of the prayer emphasizes the reciprocal nature of forgiveness. We're not only asking God to forgive us in the same manner as we forgive those who have wronged us. It's challenging us to let go of grievances and to embrace a spirit of forgiveness. So we let go and we embrace forgiveness. How can we move on unless we forgive? This is vital for maintaining peace and healing in our relationships. Again, we talk about a blueprint on how to pray the Lord's Prayer, how to pray any prayer. We must first start with reverencing our Holy Father. And then we recognize where he is, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. That means that we reverence him, give him honor. We give him more honor than anyone else. Give him the honor that's due to him, the honor and respect that's due to him. So then we come to the next part of the prayer. And this is when we request for spiritual integrity and protection. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from, and when I learned this in school, my prayer was, deliver us from all that is evil. This acknowledges our susceptibility to sin and the reality of spiritual warfare. You see, here we ask for God's guidance to sidestep the pitfalls that lead to sin and for his shielding against the assaults of the adversary. It's a plea for strength to uphold moral and ethical integrity and for resilience in the face of trials and temptations. You see, the enemy, his job never changes. It is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Christ came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. But when we get up in the morning, we know the enemy is right there to try to diminish everything that we represent through Christ. He's right there trying to destroy us. So we have to acknowledge it in advance. Acknowledge that he's not going to lead us to temptation, but we're going to ask him in advance to lead us from all that is evil, because evil is waiting for you to just get out of bed. Evil is waiting for you to walk out of your house. And so this is just setting the stage as to how we want our day to go. This prayer is progressing. And so whether you use the exact same words or whether you use the words that are in the Lord's Prayer, I pray that you would use the blueprint to how a prayer should be developed. It's a plea for strength to uphold moral and ethical integrity and for resilience in the face of trials and temptations. It's a plea for strength. We ask God, Lord, to strengthen us, to give us what we need to make it through this day, because the enemy is there. We know he's there. So give us strength to keep, to hold our integrity, not to say anything off kilter or to not to just act unseemly. We have to be resilient in the face of trials and tribulations. We just can't just break to pieces when things come up against us. We have to, again, pray for that help that we know we're going to need. Listen, we're just talking about the Lord's Prayer. It's like you never know what is in a thing until you begin to study a thing. Because I know many of you saying, well, why are we talking about the Lord's Prayer? That's so elementary. Jesus did it. Jesus gave us the blueprint as to how to pray. And many times we just learned the Lord's Prayer and we just recited it because someone told us that we had to recite it and we had to learn it. But it wasn't until you grow to get clarity and understanding that you can truly understand what the Lord's Prayer is. It's powerful, people of God. And once you understand that, you pray with vigor. You pray with power now because you have clarity and you understand what it means. So I pray this is helping you. I really do pray this is helping you. It's not elementary. It's not elementary. Like as I was beginning to say, Jesus broke this prayer down and he gave us what we told us how to pray. And my mission today is to break down every piece of this so that we can now have a different perception as to what prayer is. Again, not because someone told us we had to learn it, but because we have relationship and we want to know. You know, when I was in school, I learned this prayer again, as I previously said, when I was in kindergarten. And when I was in kindergarten, we did three things. We had said the Lord's Prayer. We went to assembly. We said the Lord's Prayer. We said the Pledge of Allegiance. And we sung the National Anthem in that order. And again, we just being children, we learned it. Again, that's when prayer was being able to be allowed in schools. But then again, one person she spearheaded taking prayer out of schools. And so we lost the learning it at an early age, unless we grew up in a Christian home or unless we went to Sunday school. We had good Sunday school teachers to help us learn the Lord's Prayer. But it's valuable to know how to pray, because once you get the foundation of the template to prayer, your prayer life is powerful. You have a powerful weapon, this thing called prayer. You can get a prayer through directly to God, because you know how to pray. You know the worth of prayer. Amen. So then the final part to this prayer is the conclusion and reflection. You see, we conclude with a doxology that reaffirms our faith and trust in God's eternal power and glory. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. This isn't just an end to a prayer, but a powerful declaration of God's sovereignty and majesty over all aspects of our lives. It serves as a reminder that no matter what we face, hear this, a reminder that no matter what we face, we do so under the governance of an all-powerful God. That's powerful in itself. In closing, the Lord's Prayer is not merely a set of words to be recited. It is a blueprint for our daily communication with God, designed to guide us in fostering a rich and dynamic relationship with Him. It encapsulates the essence of prayer and teaches us how to live out our faith every day. As we move forward, let this prayer not just shape your spiritual conversations, but also your actions and interactions. Let it transform how you live and lead, making you a beacon of God's love and a testament to His mercy. I hope that after today, you'll never look at the Lord's Prayer ever the same again. This prayer is a gift, people of God, one that Jesus thought so important to give us because He knew the value of knowing not just to pray, but how to pray. Get that? He knew the value of knowing not just to pray, but how to pray. It's a strategic guide that equips us to engage effectively with the divine, to catch God's attention in a way that aligns us with His will and His ways. Jesus provided this prayer to ensure that we could communicate with God, not out of vain repetition, but with intentions that resonate deeply with God, with the heart of God. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is a weapon that you have, but unless you know how to use your weapon, you're just carrying a weapon in vain. Know how to use what you've got, people of God. If Jesus thought it so important to teach us how to pray, then learn the value of prayer. Learn the words that you're saying. Make them meaningful, impactful, because you're communicating with Him and other people are just ear hustling on what you're praying. Know the worth of your prayer. Know the value of your prayer. So understanding why Jesus emphasized this prayer is to understand the heart of communication with God. It's about fostering intimacy, alignment, and dependence. Through this prayer, Jesus teaches us the importance of approaching God with reverence, seeking His kingdom above our own desires. It's about relying on Him for our daily needs, embracing and extending forgiveness, and seeking His protection and guidance against the forces of evil. That's the summation of what the prayer is. One more time. Jesus taught us and is teaching us the importance of approaching God with reverence, our Father who art in heaven. Seeking His kingdom above all desires, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And then relying on Him for our daily needs, right? Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That part is embracing and extending forgiveness. Because many of us don't know how to forgive. We don't embrace forgiveness. We need to know how to forgive. And this prayer is telling us, while we ask Him for anything, if we have not forgiven people who have trespassed against us or who we have trespassed against. And then seeking His protection and guidance against the forces of evil. So when you say this prayer, say it with boldness. Say it with authority that Lord God has given unto you. Jesus knew that effective prayer gets God's attention because it's based on God's own words and promises. He designed the Lord's Prayer to help us focus on what is essential in our spiritual lives and to create a pattern of prayer that brings us into a deeper fellowship with God. By preparing in this manner, we align ourselves with God's purpose and our prayers become powerful and effective. It's twofold. Not only becomes powerful, but it becomes effective when you know how to pray. But again, I imagine Jesus heard the disciples praying and they were just babbling words. And He said, I need to take time to teach you how to pray. Listen. I pray you got something out of this. So I just want to take the time to thank you for spending this extended time with me today, delving deep into such a vital aspect of our Christian life, learning about the Lord's Prayer. Again, as I said before, it's one thing to say you're praying, but it's another thing to know why you're praying and what you're praying. We need to know how to pray. And so it's conversations like these I want to have with you. These are conversations that I have through my Prepare to Fly segments. So I invite you all to continue this journey as we explore more of God's words in the upcoming sessions. We're preparing to fly, people of God. We're preparing to fly with Him, to soar to new spiritual heights as we delve deeper into Scripture and draw closer to our Creator. So keep your spirits high. Keep your hearts open and prepare to fly with us as we explore the endless riches of God's words. There's so much in the Word of God. I love the Word of God. There's nothing like it. So if you're a Christian and you're not sold out and deeply rooted in the Word of God, you're missing so many pieces. You're missing from what's all the promises God has spoken to. You're missing it all. You don't know what's in it until you open it up. And then begin to rightly divide it. The word tells us to study to show ourselves approved. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to divide this word of God. We have to divide it in truth. And you do that by breaking it down line by line, precept upon precept. So again, the Lord's Prayer, as simple as it sounds, because we learned it, we relearn how to recite it. But after you learn how to recite it, when you grew in Christ, when you gave your life to the Lord, did you then take the time to say, okay, let me just break this down to see what I've been reciting and just repeating because someone has told me to repeat it? It's more than repeating the word. We have to know what we're saying. We can't be polyparrots in this thing. It's bigger than that. No more being a polyparrot. No more repeating something because someone told you had to say it. Know what you're saying. And know it for yourself. Know it for yourself. The Word of God is so rich. It is so rich. And I pray that you would keep it up. And then come back and tune in to see what the Lord has given me to teach next time. Again, we're all trying to get to the same place. We're all on our way to heaven. But there's kingdom. We're kingdom. We need to have a kingdom mindset. We need to know what's here before we get there. We need to study to have an understanding of what kingdom is before we go be with the Father in kingdom. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We need to have a deeper understanding why we're on earth before we get to heaven. So you can really have understanding, so you can really know why we're so excited and why God is so powerful. We need to know that. So my prayer is that God will bless you, keep you, and guide you until we meet again. Remember, keep praying, keep praying, keep believing, keep growing. Until the next time, I thank you once again for joining me today. Again, I'm Apostle BJ Christmas. If you reach the if you wish to contact me, please feel free to scan the QR code at the bottom corner of the screen. And my information is also scrolling along the bottom of the screen. I am here as an apostle of the Lord, and I am I'm one who, again, I love the word, and I love to go wherever it is that He is sending me. I don't count it. I don't take it lightly. I will go wherever it is that He is sending me, and whatever He gives me to teach to the people of God, I aim to teach what He is telling me to teach. So the Lord's Prayer was on my heart. And so I know there is a purpose. There's a bigger purpose that many of you may not see. But I pray that soon you will see and you will come to know that it's necessary to know why we pray. We need to know how to pray so we can get a prayer through, because it's going to be needed. It's going to be needed. It's going to be needed. Until the next time, again, I love you. God loves you. I love you, but God loves you best. Be tremendously blessed until the next time. Prepare.
Of hats by some of the top brands like Celentino, Stetson, Borsellino, Kangol, and more. Visit Alexander's Hats, located in Eastridge Mall, Gastonia, North Carolina. Alexander's Hats, a hat man's dream. classic, special occasions, or stylish hats. Specializing in restorations, cleaning, and blocking. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. See you soon or call us at 704-215-6553. Use your head and put a hat on it.